VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Islamic militants are said to be stopping more than 1,000 civilians from leaving an area that the extremist group still holds in a village in eastern Syria. A spokesman for the U.S.-backed Syrian militia that is fighting the militants says the civilians are being kept in the area by those terrorists. Occasional airstrikes and clashes continue inside the village of Baghouz, the capture of the last pocket of territory held by IS in either Syria or Iraq, would mark the end of a four-year-long global campaign to eliminate the extremist group's so-called caliphate. The White House on Sunday defended President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to thwart illegal immigration, even though he said he didn't need to do it. Trump advisor Stephen Miller, an immigration hardliner, on Fox News Sunday.
We have families and communities that are left unprotected and undefended. We have international narco-terrorist organizations. This is a threat in our country, not overseas, not in Belarus, not in Zimbabwe, not in Afghanistan or Syria or Iraq, but right here.
Miller said Trump's actions were justified under a 1976 law giving presidents authority to declare national emergencies, although none of the 59 declared since then has involved instances when a president has attempted to override congressional refusal to approve funding for a specific proposal. A planned meeting in Pakistan between an American delegation and Taliban representatives has been canceled. A Taliban leader said the meeting was canceled by the Americans. A statement by the Taliban issued later in the day said the talks were postponed because many of its 14-person negotiating team were unable to travel because they're on the U.S. and U.N. blacklist. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign minister on Sunday criticized the United States for having what he called an unhealthy fixation with his country.
We have long been the target of an unhealthy fixation, let's say an obsession, which continues to this very day. The demonization of my country has been a convenient cross for seven consecutive American presidents to bear.
That's Mohammad Javad Zarif. He spoke at the Munich Security Conference a day after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told European countries that they should follow the lead of the United States in withdrawing from the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. He also called on the countries to stop undermining U.S. sanctions on Iran. A fire tore through 200 slum homes early Sunday in the Bangladesh port of Chittagong, killing at least 8 people. A fire official said all the victims were asleep when the fire raced through the homes. A short circuit may have caused the fire. A Sudanese fruit vendor died in Khartoum Sunday from inhaling tear gas fired at protesters. The tear gas was fired at scores of the protesters quickly after they took to the streets on Sunday. The latest World Health Organization figures put the number of Ebola cases at 829, including 521 deaths. Now, a unique project is breaking down community resistance toward efforts to contain the spread of the virus in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Officials say containing the spread of this deadly virus will depend largely upon getting communities to cooperate with healthcare workers. This involves gaining their trust by overcoming the fears and misinformation that exist in Ebola-affected communities. Health workers say getting feedback on Ebola from communities in conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces is critical in tackling this crisis. IFRC Community Engagement Senior Advisor Ombretta Baggio says information gathered from surveys is problematic. So she tells VOA, Red Cross volunteers no longer prompt people to answer a list of survey questions. Now, she says, they listen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert has withdrawn her name from consideration for the post of U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.